In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we heard the well-known parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. In the Gospels, there are two kinds of stories of happenings that we can read. Those that happened and those that did not happen as an historical event. This is one that did not happen. It is a story that Christ invented, a parable, to explain something, to make a point to his disciples. So we can think, and we have to think very clearly, why did he tell them? And he told them about the Pharisee man. Now we have the habit in our days to look down on the Pharisees and to watch them as hypocrites and bad people. But actually those were the pious people of the time. And this Pharisee here, he was doing everything right. He was fasting twice a week, like we're supposed to do. He was doing his prayers, he was giving donations to the church, 10% of everything he received. He was a very correct, very perfect man. And in all our practical life, we can see that if we are good Christians, we try to be like the Pharisee. We try to go to the church regularly. We try to fast. We try to keep our prayers. We try to do all these things correctly. And then we have the tax collector, which is tax collector in those days basically meant a thief who was stealing from the people with the support of the government. That's why they were seen so badly. And of course, that's the bad person. But then Christ says, well, you see, this just man, this Pharisee who does everything right, he comes to the synagogue, to the church, and he thanks God, as he's supposed to, as a good believer. He thanks God for all the good things that he's able to do, and he tells God what great things he does. And he's right, he's telling the truth, so he is a just man, and everything he does is correct. And in the understanding of the Old Testament, he should be blessed by God because he does the right acts and deeds. And then the tax collector comes and he is heartbroken, he does not even dare to raise his eyes, and he doesn't tell anything what he does or what he does not, because he knows and God knows what all the bad things he's doing and how little good things he's doing. But he just comes and says, Lord, have mercy on me. I know I'm a bad person, but I can't do differently, but have mercy on me. And Christ changes this logic that had worked in the Old Testament always and said, you see, the one that knows that he is a sinner and accepts it and asks for forgiveness, he is a more just man than the one who does everything right, but becomes arrogant out of it, judges his brothers and says, thank you, Lord, that I'm not like that one, that bad man. Thank you that I'm not like all these people who don't follow your commandments. And even though it is true, it is not the right way to do things, says Christ. You should love each other, you should take care of each other, and you should be humble, and you should see your own weaknesses and not other people's weaknesses. And you should always, even if you do things right, not become proud of it. Because, after all, it's not necessarily your merit that you could certain things. People are born with different talents, people have received different talents from God. Some people struggle with certain things much more than others. So those who don't have the big fight to overcome their weaknesses are tempted easily to say, well, why do you make such a fuss about this? This is so easy, and why do you do this? Look at me, I don't do it, so why do you do it? But this is the wrong behavior, and the church decided to read this passage of the gospel before the Great Lent starts, because the Great Lent is a period where the Christians make extra effort to be good Christians, like the Pharisee, to do prayer, to fast, to concentrate on God, And the church wants to remind us that all these things are good. Christ does not say, stop doing the right things, stop fasting, stop giving donations to the church. He says, yes, that's okay, that's good, you should do that. But do not become arrogant out of it. Do not judge your brother who does not do like you, who seems to be a weak person, a bad person, a sinner. Do not judge him, because it doesn't matter that much what you do. It matters how hard you try in your struggle, in your spiritual combat, as we would say today in the Orthodox tradition. And it doesn't matter what everybody does. It matters how he tries, and it matters how he loves his neighbor, how he respects his neighbor, and how humble he is. So don't put yourself over the others. And with this reminder that we receive now before the Lent starts, we can enter this special period, this blessed period of the Lent, and try to make all the efforts, try to deepen our relationship with Christ, and be warned, and we are warned not to see this as a competition, as a fight of who is fasting better, who is fasting stricter, who is standing longer, who is doing the bigger metanias or more of them or something. But everybody concentrates on his own life and on his own relationship with God, and then tries to support each other in love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.